A new expanded local authority home loan, which will include vacant and derelict properties and a new framework setting out the impact of climate change on many towns and cities. These will be on the Cabinet agenda today, along with a new recruitment campaign for the Garda Reserve and increased fines for airlines if passengers travelling into the state come in without valid travel documents. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane has more, and also an assessment of last night's primetime European election debate, which focused on Dublin. Micheál, first to this new framework to protect towns and cities against rising sea levels as the climate destabilises. What is Eamon Ryan doing?
Well, this is the national framework strategy and adaptation plan, really, and he is bringing it to Cabinet on World Environment Day. And I think the Minister is going to tell Cabinet that really the climate problems are here now, pointing particularly to that persistent rain throughout last year and the early part of this year and the impact that had on farmland around the country. So this plan is putting in place a strategy to deal with that changing climate and to have the country ready. And it will look at things like protecting towns and cities where they are facing rising sea levels, and also things like homes up and down the country to make sure perhaps at some point in the future that they will have to be adapted in a way that they can endure extreme cold and extreme heat.
And now just turning to, because there's a lot of business today, this local authority loan scheme is being expanded and varied. What are they doing?
The local authority home loan at the moment, which does allow people to borrow up to 90% for homes with a price, depending on where it is in the country, it's up to 360,000 in counties like Dublin and Kildare, while in other places like Donegal and Kerry it's 275,000. But as things stand, people can't get that loan for derelict homes or homes that aren't habitable. But that will change under a plan that Minister Dara O'Brien is bringing to Cabinet today. It will get the green light and then it will be available within weeks. So it would mean that people could get the loan to purchase those homes that need to be refurbished. And of course, if they were able to do that, they would also qualify for those refurbishment grants that are available at the moment. Now, there hasn't been any criticism of this move from the opposition, Sinn Féin's Eamon O'Brien saying that they have no objections in principle, but questioning its timing on an election week and saying that it won't deal with the underlying problem, which is a lack of social and affordable homes.
Have we any idea how many additional homes might come into play as a result of this expanded scheme?
Well, I think if there has been any criticism of the local authority home loan at the moment, it is that it is perhaps quite low. It's a successful loan, but it is quite low. So based on that, I think some would say perhaps that not a huge amount of homes would become available under this. At the same time, there is no doubt that the refurbishment grants that are available at the moment generally, and that were given the green light last year, that many, many homes, hundreds indeed, are now qualifying for that grant. So I think there is an expectation that it will make some difference.
Busy day at Cabinet as well for Helen McEntee. Let's talk about the Garda Reserve first, because there's a big plan in place to significantly increase numbers here.
Yes, there is. The numbers were over 1,000 back in 2013, and a target has been set again now to try and reach those levels by 2026. At the moment, there's only 341 people in the Garda Reserve. And to do that, a recruitment campaign is being launched today. And also the financial benefits for those volunteering will be increased, rising from about 1,000, which is the payment at the moment, a tax-free stipend for 100 hours of volunteering or 200 hours volunteering. That will increase, if the hours are increased, up to about 3,000, and that will be done on a graduated scale. And the hope is that there will be a large number of people recruited into the reserve over the next month or so.
I wonder, at one stage it was seen, I suppose, but it's perhaps a gateway into An Garda Síochána for people who were interested in a career in policing. Is it still an attractive proposition?
Well, I think the hope is that it will be. I suppose generally there have been many Garda recruitment campaigns since then, and I suppose there have been big moves too to try and get people to join the full Garda force, as it were. So that's where the emphasis has been in recent times, and of course the recruitment age for the Gardaí as well, rising up to 50. So all those things have pointed in one direction. This seems to be an avenue now where government believes that there is a need to beef up resources, and they think the way of doing that is particularly around increasing that tax-free payment up to €3,000.
And Helen McEntee also seeking the green light for new or increased fines on airlines where people come into the country without the proper documents, or they're allowed on flights without the proper documents.
Yes, that review really that will talk about increasing those fines, that will get the green light from Cabinet today as well, rising up to €5,000. And I think there is going to be an attempt, at least in the future, to try and recognise the airlines that are implementing checks for people who are coming into the country if they don't have valid documents, that the ones that are making an effort in that regard probably mightn't be subject to the same level of fines compared to those that are seen to be not quite so stringent in their approach. Of course, there's also going to be a continued number of Garda checks on those people arriving into the country without documents. And indeed, the Minister will tell Cabinet today that there will be further clampdowns on visa-free travel from countries where there are a high number of asylum seekers coming here at the moment. So those plans, probably somewhere in the weeks ahead, will also be revealed.
In our last minute, let's focus on last night's European election debate. 8 candidates vying for seats in the Dublin constituency, 2 moderators on the primetime debate. What are your takeaways from it?
Well, I suppose it was a debate that was tilted really towards the international, even if all politics is typically local. And I suppose if there was one soundbite of the night, that was delivered by Fianna Fáil's Barry Andrews when he said to Claire Daly that she should think more about Crumlin than the Kremlin. Claire Daly assertive in her reply. And that was, of course, focused on the war in Ukraine, saying that sending weapons to Ukraine was going to just prolong that war. There was a lot of talk too and of discussion around migration. Social Democrats Sinead Gibney adamant that those checks that I just spoke about earlier, those Garda checks, really were nothing but performative cruelty, she said, which won't achieve anything. The biggest spat of the night really between two government colleagues in one sense, Regina Doherty of Fine Gael and Ciarán Cuff of the Greens, that centred on Dublin cycle lanes, which Regina Doherty believes are dangerous and akin to the Berlin Wall in some cases. He said that was akin to something you would hear at the end of a bar around 30 years ago, and not backing down on that. Others like Labour's Éan Arirdhón saying that if the government really can't bring each other along that climate journey, how can they bring people along? Breed Smith of People Before Profit saying really it is the economic model that is contributing to the problems around climate.
All right. We also, of course, had the debate in the UK last night between Sunak and Starmer. We'll hear more about that a little later on the programme. But for now, Micheál Lehane, thank you very much.